American Bag Centers. You've got nothing to lose but the pain.
The following program, Back Talk, is sponsored by American Bag Center.
At American Bag Centers. You've got nothing to lose but the pain.
Welcome to Back Talk with Dr. Peter Peduzzi, located at 103 Bradford Road, Building 2, Suite 100 in Wexford. Now, with Back Talk, here is Dr. Peter Peduzzi.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Peter Peduzzi with another episode of Back Talk. I'd like to start off each and every week. I'd like to say hello to all our loyal listeners. Of course, thank you for listening. And a special hello to anyone who's new to this radio show. This, again, is Back Talk with myself, Dr. Peter Peduzzi. We're on every Wednesday morning on KHB 620 AM from 9 to 10 in the morning. Of course, as always, if you are new to the show, typically in the first half hour or so of the show, we talk about the very unique and wide variety of treatment options we offer here at American Back Centers. Of course, if you are new to the American Back Centers has been in the local Wexford area for over 40 years. Dr. Dennis Miskovich started the practice many, many years ago. In 1994, we started specializing in these very difficult disc-related conditions, herniated disc, bulging disc, failed back surgery, failed neck surgery. Patients know us as the place to go, as the area's premier disc specialty center for over 20 years. Number one, because of our expertise, we've been doing this. One of the most experienced facilities in the country doing this type of care. We've seen thousands of patients come through our door treating some of the most difficult cases, multiple failed back and neck surgeries. Some of the worst cases, foot drops, disc extrusions, really severe pain cases. And again, we cannot help everyone, but we help many, many people with some of the most difficult cases. And if we can't help you, we will tell you and refer you out to the appropriate specialist. And that's part of why you schedule the consultation to come in and talk with us. And we'll talk about that later on the show, how you can do that. Coming in, talking with us, bringing all your films in, x-rays, MRIs, CTs, possibly even bringing somebody with you, especially if you're coming from a great distance to drive you out here. Go over your problem in detail, answer all your questions, and then determine if we can help you with any of the very wide variety of treatment options we offer here at American Back Centers. Again, for over 20 years, we've been known as the area's foremost disc specialty center. And again, we've done it for over 20 years. In the second half hour of the show, definitely stay tuned for that. We typically talk about a fitness or nutrition-related topic. Last week, we touched on why do some people get Charlie horses? A lot of people come into my office, they ask me about muscle spasm, cramping, especially at night, Charlie horses. We talked about the origin and why it's called a Charlie horse, of course, in the article, as well as some of the common causes, some of the natural methods that we can help you with as far as helping to avoid that. We talked about low levels of magnesium, potassium, calcium as possible triggers, as well as dehydration, poor circulation in your legs, strenuous exercise, and certain medications may also trigger these cramping or muscle spasms, sometimes called Charlie horses. So if you'd like a copy of that article, you can go to the Peak Fitness section of our, of McCullough's website, mercola.com. If you don't have a computer or printer, we can send them out to you free of charge. Also, I put it on our Facebook page, the American Back Centers Facebook page. If you're savvy with the computer and Facebook, go right to American Back Centers, Pittsburgh, and you can find it right on the news feed on the Facebook page as well, that article as well. Again, if you don't have a computer, you don't even have the Internet or a printer, and many people don't, and I understand that, we'd be more than happy to send it out to you free of charges. Call our office, give us your name, address, and we can send it out to you again at no charge. Today we're going to be touching on acetaminophen during pregnancy linked to childhood ADHD, one of the few things that women are allowed by their medical doctors to use for pain through pregnancy is Tylenol or acetaminophen, and now they're seeing that it's linked to possible childhood ADHD. We're going to touch on that and some of the other things you could do as an alternative, of course, to taking over-the-counter or prescription medication during pregnancy, which now we're seeing even acetaminophen could cause harm to the baby, whether it's currently or into the future with childhood ADHD linked to that. Also, if we have time, we're going to get into the topic of rheumatoid arthritis. It's a more lengthy article, so I don't think we're going to be able to finish it. We may touch on it today in the second half hour of the show, our nutritional segment today. So definitely stay tuned for that. Patients love the nutritional or fitness segment because they get a lot of good information, informative information from that as well. Also, you can sign up for our daily health update newsletter, which has great health tips sent to your email each and every day. Also, there's a quote for the day on there as well, a great way to start off your day, and it's totally free service of the American Back Center's the daily health update newsletter. When you sign up for the daily health update newsletter, you automatically get signed up for the monthly In Good Hands newsletter, it's called. This is a wealth of health information from some of the greatest minds in the country that contribute to this, and they put it out once a month, and it's linked to our daily health update newsletter, usually about 7 to 10 pages once a month. Again, some of the greatest up-to-date health information right on this In Good Hands newsletter sent out once a month. So when you sign up for the daily health updates, you automatically get signed up for the monthly In Good Hands newsletter free of charge as well. You can visit our website, www.AmericanBackCenters.com, and you can look for the daily health update newsletter or the newsletter section. Click on it. You just have to submit your email address, and that automatically gets you signed up for the newsletter free of charge. There's also a link to our blog on there as well. You can go directly to the blog if you don't want to go to the website. The direct access to the blog is www.drpeterpeduzziblog.com, or you can go right to the website, AmericanBackCenters.com, and go to our Visit Our Blog section. There's new articles put on there each and every month with great information on disc conditions, back pain, neck pain, sciatica, stenosis, amongst many other health-related issues, fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel. Lots of great information put on there each and every month. So check out the blog via the website or by going to www.drpeterpeduzziblog.com. Okay. So, of course, the American Back Center, as we mentioned each and every week, we are not your typical chiropractic office since 1994. As I mentioned, the American Back Center has specialized in the treatment of very difficult cases, including herniated disc, bulging disc, failed back and neck surgery, sciatica, stenosis, degenerative disc disease, and other serious health-related issues, foot drop. We see some of the most difficult cases here, people coming in wheelchairs in some cases, canes, walkers, and they walk out in many cases. And again, we're not the end or cure all for everyone, but we do help the majority of the people that come into our office. And if we feel we cannot help you, then we definitely will tell you. But it's amazing how people are walking in with canes, walkers, wheelchairs in some cases, and they're walking out without any assistance whatsoever because, again, we're actually addressing the structural problems, the cause of the problem, not just treating the symptoms structurally. Again, this device is not a traction device. We'll talk about this as well, the VAC-C therapy. It's a true FDA-approved, safe, clinically proven, non-surgical, non-invasive disc treatment. And we touched on how there's a lot of other people out there claiming that they're similar to VAC-C. And in some cases, I've heard even other doctors on this radio station relate these other treatments and call them VAC-C because they assume they're VAC-C. And again, VAC-C is very unique. It's one of a kind. It has a patent. And it's the only treatment to date still that has been proven and done the research with real live people, subjects, with pressure sensors showing that each and every time you undergo VAC-C therapy, only VAC-C therapy, negative pressure is produced. And the only way you can affect a disc is by creating negative pressure, reducing the pressure within the spinal canal in the disc, creating that vacuum effect, and actually pulling the disc material back off the nerve, out of the spinal canal, relieving that spinal stenosis, relieving that sciatica, that foot drop, that weakness, that pain, but also allowing the flow of fluid and nutrients back into that compressed, starved disc, that degenerated disc, allowing the disc to heal itself. Now, there's other people that claim that they do this as well, but if you actually look and see, they may have research showing that there's some patients that do well with their so-called decompression, which is really traction treatment, which people do well with traction treatment, very few people, and there's a few people that do well with inversion tables as well. It doesn't mean that they're effective for the more difficult, severe cases. And most people try these things, they end up at our office after they spend thousands of dollars on these non-research treatments. The real research is the fact that it's actually affecting the disc, reducing the pressure, creating that vacuum, pulling the disc material back into place. And this is proven through medical research published in the Journal of Neurosurgery way back in 1994 by two neurosurgeons, Drs. Ramos and Martin. Unlike any other so-called decompression device out there, VAC-C is one of a kind. We offer VAC-C. We actually have two VAC-C treatment tables right here at the American Back Center. Again, VAC-C is a time-tested treatment, very safe, cost-effective treatment, used in over 300 facilities worldwide currently. Hospitals, medical clinics, there's even orthopedic surgeons that use VAC-C. Chiropractic physicians, as well as physical therapists, using this VAC-C treatment worldwide. There's approximately 3,000 patients a day currently being treated with VAC-C therapy. Again, VAC-C standing for vertebral axial decompression. So as I always ask you, the listening audience out there listening, if you know someone, you yourself, or you know someone suffering with severe back pain, unresponsive to their current treatment, you've been through the gauntlet, I call it, pain medication, over-the-counter, prescription. You've been through physical therapy. We talk about how physical therapy works in some cases, but in many cases, it doesn't address the disc, and if the disc is hot and inflamed and irritated, in some cases, it actually makes it worse because it's not really addressing the disc itself. In some cases, by strengthening the surrounding muscles, you allow the disc condition to heal itself, which we hope will happen, but in many cases, it doesn't. And that's why we do the therapy later in the course of our protocols, and we address the disc first. People go to pain clinics, they get pain shots, epidurals, again, not addressing the true problem, source of the problem. Then they end up going to a surgeon. The surgeon tells them to come back later when the pain is unbearable or do surgery now. We all know the lack of success with spinal surgery. So if you know someone in that situation, if you're out there listening and you're in this situation, unresponsive to your current care, your condition's actually getting worse or not getting better at all. You want to avoid further pain medication, failed physical therapy, failed treatment options. You've had multiple pain injection shots, epidurals. You're contemplating surgery, you've already had a failed surgery. Your symptoms are radiating into your hip, your buttocks, your groin, down your legs, numbness and tingling. You may have weakness now, difficulty walking, you're using a walker, cane, or even a wheelchair for assistance. Your condition is getting worse. You need to call us and at least get a second opinion before you undergo the knife or proceed with these treatment options that simply do not work in many cases. VAC-C, again, is the only FDA-approved, safe, clinically proven, non-surgical disc treatment that has the research supporting that it actually affects the disc in a positive way, reducing the pressure to upwards of a negative 160 to negative 200 millimeters of mercury. With this, we allow for a vacuum effect, reducing, not increasing, which we see with traction, especially when they increase the therapeutic output, the poundage. It actually increases the pressure within the disc, whereas with VAC-C, we're reducing the pressure within the disc, allowing for the flow of fluid and nutrients back into the disc, restoring the height of the compressed, degenerated disc, and also pulling the herniated, the extruded disc material back off the nerve, out of your spinal canal. So if you have spinal stenosis, we can possibly help you with that as well. So VAC-C is a non-surgical treatment. If you are new to VAC-C, developed for the management of disabling low back pain and radicular pain. These conditions include discs that are herniated, degenerated, extruded, bulged, posterior facet syndrome, see a lot of people coming in with MRIs with facet arthritis. The facet joints are now, we're seeing bone spurs, arthritis developing due to the compensation on the back part of the spine, where these processes called facets are now degenerating. Faxi can help open that up and lessen the progression of those bone spurs so they don't get worse, and possibly help to reverse the arthritic process. In many cases, we can do that. Degenerative joint disease, arthritis, sciatica, stenosis, degenerative disc disease. In patients with failed back surgery cases, we've helped many, many failed back surgery cases over the many years we've been doing this, over 20 years now, because the VAC-C therapy actually addresses the cause of the problem. We talk about surgery all the time and why back surgery is not very successful. That's showing 92% success rate with VAC-C if your condition starts within 30 days of the disc problem. Our office has a slightly higher than national success rate. Typically, VAC-C has a national success rate of 71% in cases that are 40 months or older. So even the most difficult cases, cases that people have been to every doctor known to man, you've had the condition for 40 months or more, still has a documented 71% success rate nationwide. Our success rate is closer to 90%, if not higher, because of the many years of treating patients. We've seen literally thousands of patients here at our office over the 20 years of treating disc conditions, and we've perfected our protocols. We've gotten better. We've added things to our protocol. Our protocol here at the American Back Centers is unique. No one does it exactly like we do it, and with that, our success rate is slightly higher than the national average. Of course, the unique VAC-C treatment table is protected by patents issued in the U.S. as well as internationally. We are, of course, our doctors dedicated to bringing you long-term relief and avoiding the need for surgery now as well as into the future. Don't wait until your condition worsens. Call us today. Our toll-free number to schedule your consultation is 1-888-222-8293. Again, 1-888-222-8293. Also, 724-935-3300 is another number you can call, 724-935-3300. And also, I always give out the fax number. We do encourage you, especially if you're coming from a great distance. We have people coming from many, many hours away. We do have a list of hotels on the website as well, www.AmericanBackCenters.com. Make sure you don't look at the one in Chicago. If you want to drive out to Chicago, you can. There is another American Back Center in Chicago. It does VAC-C as well. We're here in Pittsburgh, so if you're in this area, you don't want to drive out to Chicago. They do an excellent job out there in Chicago, but make sure you get the one in Pittsburgh, our office. And again, there's a list of hotels on there. But our fax number is 724-935-3321, 724-935-3321. And again, you can fax over any X-ray reports, MRI, CT reports. We can take a look at them free of charge. Make sure you put your name and phone number on top so we know who to call back, and we can discuss that with you. And if you're coming from a great distance, in some cases, if we see there's a obvious contraindication to our treatments, we can talk about it and possibly save you a trip out here if we feel it's something we cannot help. All right, again, 724-935-3321 is the fax number. Our web address, you can actually make an appointment or request an appointment right on the website, learn more about our office, sign up for our newsletter, daily health update newsletter, right on the website. Visit our blog. There's another video you can watch on there, CBS Channel 2 video on the website to learn more about VAC-C. There's great sections like, what is VAC-C therapy? How does VAC-C work? Is VAC-C right for me? And what to expect with VAC-C therapy? So you can look at our website and learn more about VAC-C. There's sections on patient education, some of the other services which we offer here at American Back Centers, which we're going to briefly outline here in a few moments, some great patient testimonials, which we continue to update with more and more happy patients that come through our door that are able to avoid all these possibly damaging treatments, back surgery, pain injection shots, with VAC-C therapy. And again, there's a request appointment section right on the website as well, www.AmericanBackCenters.com is the way you can find our website. You can email me directly as well at drpeduzzi@americanbackcenters.com. If you have any questions, of course, you can call while we're on the line here today for the hour that we're on from 9 to 10. We do have open phone lines, 412-825-6262. If you have any questions for me today, more than happy to answer any questions you have about anything you have on your mind, especially disc-related conditions, low back, neck, anything else that may be on your mind today. We can definitely help you with that as well today. 412-625-825-6262. Some of the other services, as I mentioned, that we offer here at the American Back Center is in addition to VAC-C therapy. We also offer cervical disc treatment options if you have a disc problem in the neck region, bulging, herniation, degenerated disc in the neck region, posterior facet syndrome, as we just mentioned earlier, in the low back. We can also help that in the neck region, which is a very common problem. Also, failed neck surgery. You're contemplating neck surgery. You want a second opinion. Call us first. We'll give you a very, very accurate interpretation of your films, whether you have an X-ray, MRI, CT. Do a detailed examination, neurological as well as physical exam, and then determine if our treatments may be good for you. Also, we have therapy and rehab, state-of-the-art facilities, individualized programs. We also look at what you're doing at work, ergonomic training, postural instruction, looking at the total body, assessing with our protocols, whether it's a disc protocols or musculoskeletal protocols for the neck, back, shoulder, knee, whatever it may be. We have individualized programs for each and every body part and each and every individual that comes into our office, looking at the total picture. Wrist, hand, finger, foot, ankle, knee problems. If you have tendonitis, rotator cuff, carpal tunnel. We have a lot of people coming in that are playing pickleball, that are doing different things outside in the yard, weekend warriors, per se, as well, treating these type of issues. We're even seeing people coming in post-surgical where they're having like a knee replacement, hip replacement. We can do the rehab right here at the American Back Centers for that as well. Deep tissue massage, myofascial trigger point therapy, acupressure reflexology, done right here at the American Back Centers. We have a licensed massage therapist. Also, comprehensive nutritional consultations through standard process. We have a nice, what's called symptom survey, which we give to our patients. We can also send it out to you free of charge, and you can fill it out. Very comprehensive, assessing symptoms throughout different throughout different systems in the body. A little tongue twister there. Based on your symptoms, we assess different body systems, and it gives us a very accurate and comprehensive nutritional profile. It's totally free. If you'd like to try it, call our office and ask for the standard process symptom survey. We also have custom-made orthotics, computerized digital scanning, assessing for foot dysfunction. Patients love these because they are truly, again, truly custom-made based on a very accurate digital scanning system for your feet. We also do in-house X-ray, nerve conduction testing, ultrasound testing, done right here at American Back Centers. Convenient MRI facility right across the street from our office as well. If we need to get any types of CTs, MRIs, we can write you a prescription. And you literally can go right across the street to receive it. Very, very convenient. For our out-of-town patients, they can get the MRI, CT. We try to squeeze them in. They walk right across the street or drive, either walk or drive. It's that close. And sometimes the same day we can squeeze them in and go over their MRI and save them another trip out here just to go over the MRI or CT with them. I'm also a certified personal trainer. I can help you get back in the gym, do things correctly without injuring and causing more problems. So we go over all that with you as well. Once you're ready, once we get you out of pain, you're ready to go back in the gym. If that's something you want to do, you want to make sure that you're not re-injuring yourself in the gym. Yes, people hurt themselves working out. It's hard to believe, but it's true, and we can definitely help you avoid that as well. All right, we're going to get into more of the VAC-C. There's a lot of people listening to this show that are new to VAC-C. They may be out there wondering, they've never heard of VAC-C. There's a lot of other so-called machines out there that make a lot of claims. They also make a lot of claims about VAC-C, unfortunately, stating things such as research using VAC-C machines shows a decrease in interdiscal pressure, which, of course, is true. But they state that any traction decompression protocol that uses the right amount of force in protocol will have the same positive results shown in research. In other words, they state but they try to claim that decompression phenomenon is not unique to vaccine, but can be replicated by any traction machine. This is kind of like saying, and I've mentioned this before in the show, because a Formula One car can do 200 miles per hour, therefore all cars can do 200 miles per hour. They all claim to achieve decompression of the disc. However, there's no published clinical studies using pressure monitors to support their claims. As I mentioned earlier in the show, you will note that most of them quote Vaxy's research in their promotional campaigns and websites. Many of their so-called clinical studies are not published in peer-reviewed medical journals and showing, again, more importantly, that they actually use pressure monitors to actually support, that they actually reduce pressure within the disc. Without this, there's no proof that they actually lower the interdiscal pressure. And that's very unfortunate because they make a lot of claims without any real research supporting what they're claiming. Traction and inversion tables can help, but don't get to the root of the problem. Most back pain sufferers have a process that develops over time. Trauma to muscles, vertebrae, and discs occur either by small microtraumas or actual injuries producing joint stiffness. This joint stiffness leads to disc dehydration, which is termed degenerative disc disease, causing the disc to crack and then tears develop, producing bulges, herniations, or extrusions. Vax-D produces a vacuum effect within the disc, drawing fluids back into the disc, rehydrating and drawing any bulges or herniations back into place. The fluids are drawn back into the disc containing oxygen and nutrients that create the healing environment that corrects the problem. Inversion tables or traction tables are these other so-called spinal decompression devices. And actually, you're seeing that they're not even calling themselves decompression anymore. They're actually making up names for these procedures. Do not produce a vacuum effect because the muscle that surrounds a joint are very strong. When an attempt to stretch the joint is sensed, the muscles contract. Studies on these so-called decompression devices show that disc pressure actually goes up rather than down. The reason Vax-D is so effective is that the pull curve is gradual and logarithmic that fools the muscles and allows separation and reduction of pressure to occur. A major consideration, of course, is the fact that Vax-D has been proven an effective treatment in several and distinct clinical settings. It's important to note that clinical trials at hospitals were largely earned out of a patient population who referred to a neurosurgical department because they had failed to respond to other non-interventional treatments. Equally important is the fact that Vax-D only treatment is the only non-surgical treatment method that has clinically been shown by objective measures to decompress intervertebral disc structures. This, coupled with the modern imaging technology, recording modifications in the extent of herniated disc with Vax-D treatment, places this procedure a treatment above all others on a scientific basis. No other non-interventional means of treating low back pain, mechanical or otherwise, has research backing to match the claims of Vax-D therapy. It's important to note, we see people coming in all the time, they're using these traction devices. Sometimes the treatments only last 15 minutes or less. The treatment may or may not be supervised at all. The patient only receives very, very little monitoring of the treatments, these traction devices. Of course, the interdiscal pressure may not be reduced. In many cases, it actually increases with these traction devices. With Vax-D, of course, we see that negative pressure is achieved. The treatment lasts anywhere between 30 to 45 minutes. The treatment requires a one-to-one monitor by a trained certified staff member or doctor under direct supervision of the doctor if the doctor is not there. The treatment is a medical procedure that needs to be adjusted and controlled throughout the session. It treats only discogenic pain syndromes, and it's FDA approved for disc herniations, degeneration, bulges, extrusions by effectively reducing the interdiscal pressure, whereas these so-called decompression devices, there's no FDA approval for these type of problems. There's no published studies showing that negative pressure is actually achieved within the disc itself. So that's a big, big problem. So if you'd like to schedule a consultation at no cost or obligation, call our office again, toll-free 1-888-222-8293 or 724-935-3300. course, we sit down with you, answer all your questions, do a detailed history, physical exam. We do encourage you, bring in your films with you, X-ray, CT, MRI. You can have them faxed over the reports prior to scheduling or after you schedule your consultation prior to coming in. We have it ready for you when you come in for your consultation. Our fax number, again, is 724-935-3321. We encourage you bring somebody with you. It's always helpful to have somebody drive you out here, if you can, when you're in pain. Family member, friend, spouse, try to bring somebody with you when you come in for your consultation. We also offer that free video. This is when Channel 11 WPXI did a medical breakthroughs report on the American Back Centers. Even back 15 years ago, we had great success. Channel 11 put this on the news, and it was a great way for people to see what we were doing here even 15 years ago, helping people with the vaccine therapy. We also have some great research papers, which we touch on each and every week. We have the blue workers' comp booklet and yellow auto accident booklet. Great ways for you, especially if you're out there listening, you've been involved, you're currently involved in a workers' comp case, work-related injury, auto accident, personal injury case. Of course, we see those type of cases here. We help people get out of pain. We get them functional. If you're hurt at work, call us, schedule a consult, see if we can help you. If you've been treating with the workers' compensation doctors, they're not helping you. You may think you have more than just a back strain sprain, possibly a disc problem. Come and see us. If need be, we'll order that MRI, that CT. We'll see if you have a disc problem, and of course, we have the best treatment options for those type of cases. Auto accident, personal injury, we can help you with that as well. Call our office. We definitely have the latest and newest rehab, chiropractic, and other disc-related treatments that can help you with whiplash cases, bulging hernia discs that may have resulted from a car accident, personal injury case as well. We have the latest and best treatment options for that. But also, more importantly, we have the blue and yellow auto accident personal injury booklets done by attorneys, again, showing you your rights if you're involved in these type of cases. So many people are taken advantage of when they're hurt at work by the insurance companies and or even the employer. So don't be taken advantage of. If you know someone, you yourself, or you know someone who's hurt at work, get this free blue workers' comp booklet or the yellow auto accident personal injury booklet. They're both free of charge, 724-935-3300. So again, VAXD has a long history of peer-reviewed clinical studies. Some of the leading doctors in orthopedic medicine, pain management, anesthesiology, occupational medicine, and rehab, as well as neurosurgery, as well as neurology, use VAXD in their private practice, as well as chiropractic physicians and physical therapists as well. All right, before we switch gears and get into the nutritional segments today, nutritional topic today, as we've been doing the last couple weeks, we're going to give you a quick patient testimonial. This is from an attorney who received vaccine therapy. His name is Eric. I was going to say, my name is Eric. I'm 54 years old. I'm an attorney, and I've suffered with low back pain for approximately 25 years. I've had everything from physical therapy to acupuncture and a surgical procedure, also injections. Finally, the doctors who were treating me told me that my choice was either to try further treatment, which would involve steel rods surgically implanted in my spine to stabilize it, basically a fusion surgery, or to put up with the pain and live my life as best as possible. I've done so for the last 20 years. I found that chiropractic manipulation gave me some relief. Lately, though, I notice increasing pain and numbness in my left thigh and right foot. I have now close to 40 treatments. It took me 6 weeks for me to start feeling better. Then I noticed a sudden improvement revolving around a decrease in the pain in my legs and a lessening of the numbness in my right foot. As a result of this treatment, I've been able to continue working as an attorney and enjoying recreational activities outside my work with my wife and friends. I believe that VAXD has made a significant improvement in the quality of my life, because without VAXD treatments, I believe I would have to consider further treatment as a result of the pain and numbness that I was experiencing. It was very uncomfortable. I would certainly recommend to other people suffering from back pain that which we might be treated with VAXD therapy. to try VAXI before trying any other procedures. There are no drugs involved, no surgery. The upside would seem to far outweigh any downside risk. Sincerely, Eric, again, this is an attorney that received VAXI therapy. You see, he went through failed back surgery, injections, acupuncture, physical therapy, even chiropractic care. It gave him relief, but he got to a point where now his condition, his disc condition, was such that the chiropractic manipulation was not addressing the disc enough, and he needed something more specific to the disc. And we see that all the time with patients. We get referrals from other chiros. We, of course, send the patient back to those chiros. We do chiropractic care, of course, but we're not looking to steal patients from any doctors. And they need something more specific to the disc. We treat the disc primarily first, get the disc under control, treat the structural cause of the problem first, get things under control with the disc, settle things down, and then get into the physical therapy, the rehab portion of the protocols, get the muscles repaired, and then finally get back into chiropractic adjusting the spine. But the primary issue should be the disc. If you try to go in there and do therapy and rehab, you try to go and do manipulation, in some cases, it could irritate the disc. It's very inflamed and irritated, especially if the patient has already gone through therapy, rehab, chiropractic care, and it's not helping them at this point. We see that very often with some of the more difficult cases that present to our office. So again, the real question should be, why would you even think about surgery with all its complications and lack of success, not including the normal risks that you see with any surgery, infection, bleeding, blood clots, when VAXD is an option? VAXD is a non-invasive, safe treatment with a much, much higher success rate than surgery, pain injections, physical therapy, and other failed treatment options. Many patients go this route and eventually end up at our office wishing they would have come to us much sooner. Remember, VAXD addresses the structural issues, not just the symptoms. Truly decompressing the disc, restoring the fluid content, taking the compression off the spine and the disc, relieving your pain associated with low back pain, disc problems, herniated or degenerated, sciatica, stenosis, numbness and tingling, and even failed spinal surgery conditions. So again, visit our website at www.AmericanBackCenters.com to request an appointment. You can go on the website and learn more about our office. Sign up for the daily health update newsletter, which automatically gets you signed up for the monthly In Good Hands newsletter as well. Also, you can call our office toll-free 1-888-222-8293 or 724-935-3300 to schedule your consultation. Also, our fax number to fax over any reports, x-rays, MRI, CT reports, 724-935-3321, 724-935-3321. All right, we like to highlight a couple new nutritional supplements that we offer to our patients. We touched on last week the esterified fatty acid complex, which is relatively new to our office, and many of our patients are looking for a great product for joint health, restoring and lubricating the joints, as well as rebuilding some of the cartilage, whether it's in the disc, the knees, the hips, any joint in the body. Some patients try glucosamine, hyaluronic acid. We have a nice liquid formula that contains glucosamine, hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, collagen, and MSM, all in one formula. So it's five products working together synergistically. Very, very high-quality products in liquid form, too, so it's highly absorbed as opposed to taking a pill, which you may or may not dissolve and absorb in your body. But even in some cases, that doesn't work for patients. And there's a new natural alternative called esterified fatty acid complex. There's a lot of great research supporting, showing the effectiveness of this product, shown in clinical research to be superior in some cases to glucosamine. And so if you'd like to try something new, if you've tried glucosamine, hyaluronic acid, chondroitin, collagen, etc., you may want to try the esterified fatty acid complex. We offer it right here at American Back Centers. We can ship it to you as well for a small shipping fee. Great, great product. It comes in a topical cream or in a pill form, powdered pill form, in a gel cap, I should say, in a capsule with powder inside the capsule. So it's highly absorbed as well. Studies showing that just after 2 weeks, patients with knee discomfort could walk further. Results continue to improve. After 8 weeks, patients walked a remarkable 537 more feet in a timed 6-minute walk following the use of esterified fatty acid complex. So if you've tried the glucosamine, you've tried the hyaluronic acid, it's not worked for you, go office and try the esterified fatty acids. We also do have that liquid formula, glucosamine, chondroitin, hyaluronic acid as well, which we touched on, and the collagen MSM all-in-one formula. If you'd like to try that as well, just call our office. We can get you started with that. We also have a nice product as we get into the ragweed season, Allerease. And I take it myself. I'm allergic to ragweed as we get into the fall allergy season. It's a naturally scientific-based natural product called Allerease. Nature's Allergy Relief Formula is what it says on the bottle here. It has great natural antihistamines as well as natural anti-inflammatories. Will help you naturally fight allergies, especially as we get back into the fall allergy season, especially ragweed season. Allerease is a great, safe, non-drowsy, not going to dry you up, per se, not going to give you the side effects that typical over-the-counter and prescription allergy medications give you. If you'd like to try Allerease, especially getting into your body now, building up your system to help fight the ragweed system, the ragweed season, which is we're getting into right now, you may want to try Allerease. Call our office. We can send it to you. You can pick it up right here at the American Back Center. And finally, for people that have low T scores, we have a nice natural product which helps men improve their low T scores. Clinically proven testosterone precursors using a dual-action formula, herbal and botanical extracts known to help support production of low T scores. We actually have a take-home kit from the company. It's very inexpensive. I was telling you guys it was $40. It's actually only $30 for the kit. You pick up the kit at our office. You basically are doing 4 saliva tests at home. The postage is paid to the lab. You send it out to the lab, postage paid. They do the lab results. They send you back a testosterone score. If you have a low T score, then you can try the product. If you don't, then you don't need the product at this point. But men lose the ability to produce testosterone 1 to 2% every year. So this product is a natural solution to a very common natural problem. And again, if you need more energy, if you're noticing you're getting more belly fat now as you're getting older, if you're noticing that you're having difficulty recovering from activities, you may have low testosterone. And it's a very, very common problem in today's society. So if you'd like to try the take-home test kit, it's very easy, very inexpensive, very accurate. A lab is doing the testing. Not something you're doing at home entirely. Of course, you're sending out these results to a lab. And then the product is completely safe and effective, and it's 100% natural. So if you'd like to try the product, call our office. Again, toll-free 1-888-222-8293 or 724-935-3300. All right, we touched on why do some people get Charlie horses or muscle spasms last week. This week we're going to be touching on acetaminophen during pregnancy, now linked to childhood ADHD. Very interesting article. I know there's a lot of people out there that may be listening that are pregnant and or may have a daughter, granddaughter that may be pregnant. So this is an important article, important segment to listen to. A recent study of women who used acetaminophen while pregnant reproduced results from other studies. Still, the drug continues to be promoted as safe. Children born to mothers who use acetaminophen, a common over-the-counter painkiller for pain and fever, had a higher risk of ADHD and autism. As we start with the article, that was just a summary. Starting with the article from mercola.com, mercola.com, acetaminophen, also known as paracetamol, may be one of the most dangerous drugs you can purchase. This may surprise you, since most households carry 1 or 2 variations of the product to treat headaches, fever, or cold symptoms. Acetaminophen is classified as an analgesic or medication acting to relieve pain. According to the American Association of Poison Control Centers, analgesics are the number one reason people call a poison control center. U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, links 980 deaths per year to acetaminophen. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, determined that beginning in 2006, the number of people who died after accidentally taking too much acetaminophen exceeded the number who purposely overdosed on acetaminophen. As we skip on down, a recent study published in the Journal of American Medical Association, Pediatrics, has linked taking acetaminophen during pregnancy with conduct disorders and hyperactivity in children. As we skip on down to the next paragraph, acetaminophen during pregnancy linked to hyperactivity and conduct disorders. The object of this British study was to examine the association between behavioral problems in children and mothers who took acetaminophen during pregnancy and or during the postpartum months, or partners who took acetaminophen. The research concluded, quote, children exposed to acetaminophen prenatally are at an increased risk of multiple behavioral difficulties. The researchers did find that these results were not explained by social factors or other behavioral challenges linked to increased use of acetaminophen. As compared to individuals who do not use acetaminophen during their pregnancy, those who took the drug during the weeks 18 and 32 had a 31% increased risk of hyperactivity and 42% higher relative risk of contact disorders in their children. This study controlled for a number of different variables that could have affected the results, such as genetics, smoking, and alcohol use. There was over 7,000 participants. Not everyone was convinced by the results of this study. Even the lead author of the University of Bristol stepped around the issue, saying, observational associations do not necessarily mean that there is a causal association between the risk factor and the health outcome. As we skip on down, other studies confirm results and identify more risks. While recent, there is not the only study associating acetaminophen with the dangerous side effects to your health and the health of your children. Another recent study from the Center for Research and Environmental in Barcelona, Spain, found a link between acetaminophen use during pregnancy and hyperactivity in autism as well. Researchers discovered more symptoms of autism in boys whose mothers took acetaminophen during pregnancy than in girls. They found that all children exposed to acetaminophen during pregnancy were 30% more likely by age 5 to demonstrate attention impairments linked to hyperactivity disorder or autism. A study found an association between drug and children later diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, or ADHD. Children whose mothers took acetaminophen during pregnancy were at a higher risk for hypokinetic disorder, or the use of ADHD medication, or having ADHD-like behavior by age 7. There's a stronger association when mothers took the drug in more than one trimester. A study published in 2009 found mothers who used acetaminophen in the third trimester were at a higher risk for preterm birth. Another study in 2013 found children exposed to acetaminophen during pregnancy developed motor skills, communication, and language skills more slowly than those children who were not exposed. Use of acetaminophen during pregnancy also appears to be linked to preeclampsia, as well as blood clot disorders, and taking the drug for more than 4 weeks during pregnancy, especially during the first and second trimesters, moderately increases the risk of an undescended testicle or testicles in boys. Finally, the acetaminophen use and toxicity. In this short video that he has on his website, CBS News explains the stats and the risk associated with acetaminophen use. The drug works by blocking feelings of pain and reducing fever without addressing the source of the issue. As your body metabolizes the drug, it may damage your liver. In 2009, the FDA issued this warning, quote, liver warning. This product contains acetaminophen. Severe liver damage may result if you take more than 4,000 milligrams of acetaminophen in 24 hours. While other drugs containing acetaminophen with three or more alcoholic drinks every day with this product can also cause liver problems. As we skip on down, other common brand name over-the-counter medications also include acetaminophen, including Contac, Excedrin, Midol, Robitussin, Zynetab, Sudafed, Vicks, Vanquish, Dayquil, Theraflu. The list goes on and on. Formula 44, St. Joseph's, aspirin-free. A lot of these things contain acetaminophen. As the drug is a common ingredient in other over-the-counter medication, as you see, it has a narrow therapeutic index. It's easy to accidentally overdose or take enough to cause significant liver damage. Doses over 4,000 to 5,000 milligrams per day if you don't consume alcohol, and 4,000 milligrams a day if you do consume alcohol, can trigger significant liver damage. There's 4,000 milligrams of acetaminophen in just 8 extra-strength tablets. While other countries have placed a limit on how much consumers may purchase and have restricted sales to pharmacies, no such limits are placed in the U.S. From 2001 to 2010, the related deaths attributed to acetaminophen were twice that of the over-the-counter pain relievers combined. So the next paragraph, number of children with ADHD continues to rise. In the both private insurance and Medicaid populations, the number of children being treated with drugs for ADHD continues to rise, unfortunately. According to the CDC, approximately 3 out of 4 children between the ages of 2 and 5 receive medication for ADHD, but only half of those received any type of psychological services. In 2011, approximately 11% of children between the ages of 4 and 17 were diagnosed with ADHD. This is a significant rise from the 7.8% in 2003. The rate of diagnosis of ADHD also varies by state in the U.S., with the highest being in Kentucky at 18%, and the lowest being in Nevada at 5%. Medications used to treat this hyperactivity disorder are stimulants, which come from their own lists of side effects and dangers, which we all know. People that listen to this radio station and show know this. Common side effects include headaches, upset stomach, increased blood pressure. Less commonly, children may experience loss of appetite, weight loss, insomnia, as well as tics. So there are some natural alternatives for pain, fever, anti-inflammatory treatment, of course. According to American College of Gynecology, which continues to recommend acetaminophen for treatment of minor discomfort for fever and pain during pregnancy, the choice is ultimately yours. It will be you and your child and your family who will experience the repercussions from using this medication, especially during pregnancy, which may affect the child's neurological development. There are other choices for treatment. Dr. Murphy, who is the assistant clinical professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, admitted to CNN, quote, minor aches and pains, example headaches or minor mild backache are common in pregnancy, are often the reason for patients to take acetaminophen. This practice is very common. However, she also counsels her patients to use other methods first and avoid any unnecessary medication during pregnancy, even acetaminophen. These natural modalities may include heat or cool packs to the area, which may help to reduce discomfort or pain. However, do not use a sauna or a hot tub, as these may raise your core temperature, increasing the risk for miscarriage or birth defects. So again, heat packs, cool packs, but not a sauna or a hot tub, because this can raise your core temperature, increasing the risk for miscarriage or birth defects. Your headache or muscle aches may respond well to massage. Of course, chiropractic care as well, chiropractic adjustments to relieve pain, relaxation, improve blood flow to the aching joints and muscles. Many, many pregnant women have back pain, sciatica, which responds exceptionally well, as well as headaches, to chiropractic adjustments. Ginger tea may also help relieve tension and soothe your aching head. However, not all herbal teas are safe during pregnancy. Teas containing many of the same nutrients as food, but in more concentrated forms. Ginger tea may help relieve aching muscles, reduce insulin resistance, ease morning sickness, and relieve stress. Use fresh organic ginger root to steep your own tea at home and avoid the potential of accidentally ingesting harmful additives. Essential oils are another way to relax, unwind, and reduce pain and discomfort. A favorite of many midwives is frankincense, topically essential oil, in your bath water or as a scent in your room. Again, frankincense. Getting plenty of sleep may also help reduce your perception of discomfort and pain. During pregnancy, your body is working to develop a new human being. You may require more rest and sleep than you normally do. Lack of sleep may increase your perception of pain and discomfort. If you have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, see his article, 16 Chronological Tips to Improve Your Sleep. He also has another article entitled 33 Ways to a Good Night's Sleep on his website as well. We also have a copy of that article. If you like, you don't have access to a computer or his website, it's called 33 Ways to a Good Night's Sleep. Highly recommend it. Help many of my patients with their sleeping issues. Some of the common things you may not think of that you may be doing is causing problems sleeping and getting a restful sleep. So this article is entitled Acetaminophen During Pregnancy Linked to Childhood ADHD. If you'd like a copy of the article, go to McCullough.com. If you don't have a computer, we can send it out to you free of charge. Just call us, give us your name, address. We'll send it out to you at no charge. Right, we are short on time, so as always, I'm going to leave you with some final closing thoughts. Again, why would you even consider surgery when VAC-C treatment is available? We offer VAC-C right here at American Back Centers, one of the few facilities, again, over 20 years instituting this type of care, the most experienced disc specialty center in this area. Please be smart. Remember, surgery is a permanent procedure with possible permanent complications, infection, bleeding, blood clots, scar tissue, advanced degeneration. We see the lack of success with surgical procedures, whether it's the standard scalpel, laser procedure with tremendous out-of-pocket expense, $20,000 to $40,000 out-of-pocket with no better success than the scalpel procedure. Fusion surgery, creating many, many complications and permanent injury. A smart, educated person knows this, who listens to this radio station and show knows this, will usually make the right choice for their health. I want to thank everyone for listening today. We'll be on next Wednesday and every Wednesday with another episode of Back Talk. This is Dr. Peter Peduzzi. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Back Talk with Dr. Peter Peduzzi, sponsored by American Back Center, 103 Bradford Road, Building 2, Suite 100 in Wexford. For more information or to contact Dr. Peduzzi for an appointment, call 724-935-3300 or toll-free 888-222-8293. That's 888-222-8293. And join us again for Back Talk with Dr. Peter Peduzzi.
At American Back Centers, you've got nothing to lose but the pain.